This is Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. It is spelled LAX-IT. It's pronounced LA exit, as in fly into the airport and then make an attempt to exit the airport. Except exiting has become a journey unto itself over the past week or so. If you're an arriving passenger seeking a taxi or a rideshare, you're going to have to walk or jump on a green shuttle bus to a parking and pickup area next to the airport, next to Terminal 1. And that's where you can get in line for a ride. Sometimes those lines are 10 minutes on good days. A lot of times those lines take an hour or more just to get to your ride. Obviously, reaction, for the most part, has not been good.
Honestly, I think this is absolutely horrible.
It seems a little confusing. Like, we're not even sure if we're standing in the right line.
It's different because usually I come off, you know, my plane, I get my bags, and then I just find my Uber within a few minutes.
It's actually been all right. I feel like we heard worse, but it's actually been okay. Got on the bus, got here, got in the queue, and it's been okay.
What a horrible idea. Who was in charge of this?
Well, the folks at LAX were in charge of this, and starting tomorrow, they're going to try and make it better by increasing the size of the lot by 50%, hoping to help the situation for now. Alyssa Walker is urbanism editor at Curbed LA. She's here to tell us what is happening with LA Exit. Hi, Alyssa.
I keep pronouncing it LA Exit.
No, but what they're trying to do is LA Exit. You're trying to exit LAX, right?
I think it's like LA Exit is what I'm saying. The reason they're doing this is because they're expanding the airport's capacity overall, right? We're making all these improvements for the Olympics or because we're adding all these tourists every year, record-breaking tourist numbers every year. So they're building a people mover down the middle of the horseshoe is what everybody calls it, right? So a people mover will be able to get you from one end to the other and connect you to the Crenshaw line, which is under construction right now. This will all happen by 2023. But in the meantime, they're going to lose about 30% of their curb space to construction.
It's going to be that bad, right? You know, what is so interesting to me is that they have, I'm sure, they have all this information about how many people, passengers use the airport. I know it's somewhere north of 80 million or 75 million per year. And they have, you know, how many cars go in and out of the horseshoe per day. They count these things, right? But it seems like all of this wasn't taken into account. Do you think they took these things into account?
Well, I think they did. Their estimates have been pretty much right on because they guessed that it would reduce the volume of cars by 15%, and it did. And the other things that are going really well are that because those vehicles are off the horseshoe, 6% of traffic has been reduced for the arrivals deck, but also 35% of the traffic has been reduced for the departures deck. So that shows you that your ride is going to get speeded up even when you're leaving the airport, and that's how many TNC vehicles, as we call the Uber and Lyft vehicles, were using both decks to drop people off, pick people up. It was, you know, kind of anarchy for a while. But I think what we have to remember is that matching people for rides with apps is very inefficient. If you look at the taxi waits, even through this system, even though you have to go to this other lot, the taxi waits are much shorter.
You said it's more efficient. It's faster going through the horseshoe up and down, right?
So right.
Does that mean it's working?
It is working in that aspect. The horseshoe has been sped up. The vehicles that are taking the people from their curb to the lot for their ride-hailing pickups are coming every 2 or 3 minutes, just like they're supposed to. They have these dedicated bus lanes. So it's not just the shuttles, these little shuttles to get people to this lot, but it's also like the flyaway, airport shuttles, hotel shuttles, car rental shuttles. Those are all moving faster. I think what they didn't do, though, is step up the options that would have helped people take public transit from the curb to try to incentivize these modes that are shared or more sustainable and making sure that we can get more people in fewer vehicles to get out of the airport.
And as is per usual, what we see is now the people who have more money will be able to get in and out quicker.
Right. I mean, this is what's so backwards about the current system. If you book an Uber Black car or a Lyft Black car,
this is the fancy Uber,
the
right?
Fanciest ones, the big SUVs, you get picked up at the curb right away. And then the next tier is you have to ride a little shuttle to get to this parking lot to get the other, you know, lower grade Uber and Lyft. But you still get...
Is that plebeian Uber? What is that? Which Uber is that?
But you still get bathrooms, you get free water, you get food trucks. Okay, now then look at the tier below. If you're taking transit, you go to the city bus center at the airport. no bathrooms, no snacks, no great shade systems, right? So we're really rewarding the people who are taking the least efficient, least sustainable mode of transit.
So it's like a caste system at the airport.
That it describes airports very well, I think, in general. You're first class all the way, right?
And until these improvements happen, it will be... Alyssa Walker, urbanism editor over at Curbed LA, and of course, our regular here at Greater LA. Alyssa, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, man. Well, that's it for today. I bid you good traffic wherever you are and no lines. Tomorrow, remembering those who died 1 year ago in a Thousand Oaks mass shooting, a community still grieves 1 year later. Next on KCRW, it's DNA with Francis Anderton. We, by the way, are online at kcrw.com/greaterLA. Subscribe to the podcast there. By the way, it's a little yellow icon there. You just put the cursor there, click, and then you're in. Subscribe to the podcast. We'd love to talk to you each and every day. Jenna Cagle, Sonia Geis, Phil Richards, Ray Guarna, Christine Comito, and Christian Bordahl all helped make today's show possible. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for your ear. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.